is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 5th of October, 2014. It was on this day in 1880 a man named Alonzo T. Cross took out a patent on his stylographic pen. He was from a family of jewelers in Providence, Rhode Island, and he had created a version of a reservoir pen, which has its own store of ink inside the barrel. It replaced the quill pen, and then about 10 years later, Louis Edson Waterman came along with an improvement, a pen with a sturdier nib, a fountain pen that would not leak. And he found a way to mass-produce his pens, and the Waterman pen led the pen market until the 1920s. Stylographic pens are still around today, though they're mostly used for ink-line drafting and technical illustrations. It's the birthday of the baseball writer and historian Bill James, born in Holton, Kansas, 1949, who pioneered the use of statistical data to determine why teams win and why they lose, which he called sabermetrics. It was a best-selling book written about it called Moneyball. Bill James started publishing his baseball abstracts in the mid-70s, wrote more than 24 books, and in 2003 the Boston Red Sox hired Bill James as an advisor. It's the birthday of the rocket scientist Robert Goddard, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1882. He'd been interested in outer space since he was a young man, had read H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. He received a patent for his design for a liquid-fueled rocket, got the patent in 1914, another for one that ran on solid fuel. And he published a paper in which he speculated that rockets could be used to reach the moon. The New York Times heard about it and published an editorial ridiculing him. Robert Goddard said, "Every vision is a joke until the first man accomplishes it." And in 1926, he made the first successful launch of his liquid-fueled rocket in Auburn, Massachusetts. It went up 41 feet. He did not live long enough to see spaceflight become a reality. He died in 1945. And in July 1969, the day after Apollo 11 departed for the moon, the New York Times printed a correction to its editorial of 50 years before. The paper wrote, "It is now definitely established that a rocket can function in a vacuum as well as in an atmosphere. The Times regrets the error." Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Kasanich, "Wild Turkeys." I watch them from my office window, pecking at pebbles on the blacktop. Pink heads, iridescent feathers, stick legs moving with surprising grace. Living in the woods behind the office park, they tolerate our diurnal presence, unmoved by creatures 4 times their size invading in steel and glass. Ben Franklin preferred them for our national symbol, and they act as if they deserve no less. How different would our nation be if we had chosen these gentle grazers who nonetheless defend their nests over a bird who scours the earth for prey. American though they are, these turkeys have no allegiance. They only need a patch of earth to scratch, a place to raise their pink young. And come to think of it, do any of us need more? Wild Turkeys, a poem by Lawrence Kasanich from Before Whose Glory, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.